Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Sir Elton bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Andrew Sherman, longtime 18-year member of our Brain Trust, attorney at law, author of The Bible on Franchising and Licensing. Actually, that's the title, Franchising and Licensing. That's the reason it's the Bible. How many editions now? I'm looking at number two. How many editions on that one?
That one came out in 1990, and the fourth edition came out a couple years ago.
Right.
And I'll probably be working on the fifth pretty soon.
So, that's the reason it's called the Bible. Also, Raising Capital, is that the one that's coming out with a new version too, new edition?
The Mergers and Acquisitions book is the new edition I'm working on now.
The M&A book. All right. And then the new book is called The Crisis of Disengagement. Brand spanking new. Hope you'll check that out. Folks, that's what we're talking about. Andrew, one of the things that it seems to me, if you want to avoid the disengagement epidemic in your organization, and you can do that, but folks, you can inoculate your organization against this epidemic. It seems to me it's got to begin at the onboarding at the onboarding point. What do you think?
Yeah, it does. You know, it's even before onboarding, technically. You know, it's in the interview process.
Well, that's what I mean. That's the whole process, yeah.
But, you know, think about your personal relationships. I mean, you know, if you weren't engaged on the first date and you weren't engaged on the second date, you're probably better off not getting married.
Right.
And it's kind of the same with hiring people. We are way too quick to hire, and we are way too slow to fire.
Don't you think 30, 40 years ago, when you hired people, because they had the capability, you expected them to become engaged. You didn't really worry about that. You said, okay, they're going to be with us 10, 20, 30 years. They'll get engaged. You don't have that luxury anymore, do you?
Well, yeah, but I agree. But one of the big problems, I talk about this in the book, is our expectations have changed. You know, you have people going into, you know, that don't have advanced educational degrees, and they go into jobs that are very respectable, good jobs. But they're starting to think about vacation homes and second and third cars and, you know, 14 color TVs, and, you know, not all jobs are going to pay that. And so then you start getting angry at yourself, at your job, at your employer, at your coworkers. How come he has this and I don't? And, you know, in disengagement is something that creeps up like a bad pair of underwear, and it doesn't go away.
Yeah. Well, and folks, as you know, the research. The research, the old research and the new research is worse that on this. The people who are in who are walking around your operation, more 2/3 are in some level of disengagement.
And I'll tell you the real risk. Remember what we said at the outset of the show, and this is a very important point. Those 16% of saboteurs, they are actively trying to recruit the 51%.
Right.
And so here's where the opportunity is for small business. If 51% or your entire workforce is kind of neutral, you know, that they're not neither engaged nor disengaged, although they're somewhat disengaged, well, you have two choices. You can let the 16% saboteurs win and recruit them into the ranks of the highly disengaged, or we can get busy, America, and try and recruit them into the 29% of engaged, and maybe even one day the 4% of highly engaged. You are the leader of the company. You are the owner of the business. You decide what you want to do with your workforce. But if you get passive about it, they will fall into the 16%. And the next time we're talking about this on the show, that 16% will be 20 or 25.
That's right. Especially in small businesses, as I said earlier, you got to round it up. Well, one of the things that I think happens in small businesses, Andrew, is that small businesses look around them and they see people showing up on time. They see people doing their job, basically, and they think that's engagement because, hey, I'm the owner. I know I'm engaged because I got to make payroll, right? And so they see them doing things similar to what we're doing, and they think that's engagement. They don't think they need to do anything to help make sure those people stay engaged. And I think that's where we drop the ball because we don't have time. We think we don't have time. We don't take the time to cluck over those people a little bit and do what, right. what I said earlier about nurturing them. What do you think?
Precisely. And I was at a client's office the other day, about 25 employees. We were talking about engagement. And he said, you know what? I got this. I fixed it. I said, oh, what'd you do? I'm ready to take notes. He says, I put a ping pong table in the coffee room. I said, oh, I'm sure that'll do it. Nothing like a ping pong table in the coffee room.
That's right.
That should cure the problem right there. I mean, well, hell, you know, why even talk about it anymore?
Why write a book about it, right? Why do research? Just my ping pong table.
You know, hey, Gallup, just you know, and now there's no room to fill your coffee.
Hey, Andrew, you got a website for the book?
Check it out on Amazon, The Crisis right. Disengagement, you know, buy them by the dozen.
And your own website?
That's Seyfarth, SEYFARTH.com.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. Good job. Take care. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.